I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
And if you're watching, we look like twins right now because we're wearing the same thing.
We're both ponytailed up. Ponytail. I don't know about you, but my hair's quite dirty. I need to wash it this afternoon.
Mine just wasn't really cooperating, so I decided that it was time to just take it back a notch. We are also both wearing the merch hoodie, which automatically, like, we look alike right now.
We just do.
Twins IRL. Wait, that's kind of an interesting point for like the does anyone actually know you topic, is because interesting that we're twins and like we literally spend way too much time together. We work together, like we go to school together, we live together, have 90% of the same friends
and
like
family.
So true.
Oh wait,
who
and
was it?
All of our homes.
Like all of our homes. Like
we've independent homes.
Yeah, we've never lived in a house or an apartment that isn't also with the other person. Someone the other day was like, oh, we were at someone's birthday party.
Well, okay, we have had years of college where we did not live together.
But we lived in the same building.
We were always in the same building, though.
Which was an accident. Like, our first year of college, so we obviously, like, both go to the same school. And we did not want that to happen. Like, we were applying to schools and we're like, we don't want to go. Actually, no, we weren't. We were thinking about applying to schools and we were like, we're going to different schools. Like, we're separating. And then we ended up both only applying to Northeastern, and that's where we both go now. And so we're like, okay, if we're going to school together, we're not living together. Mm-mm. So we didn't live together, and then they put us in the same building, like obviously different roommates, like different sides of the building. It was a big building, but we're still living in the same building, and we're like, what in the world? Then the
and
next
we were
year
watching each other's rooms at least once a night to like borrow clothes
minimum once
too.
A night, yeah. To the point where the guy who worked at the front desk was like, because I would always leave, someone would always lose a key or like someone wasn't there, he would just like give us
he
the key to the other person's
room. Because I left my stuff
room.
In your room and
yeah.
You were gone.
Okay, like they just knew it. Like, oh my god, you again? anyway. So we spend so much time together, and I would argue that like we both don't really, really know each other because there's so many facets of who you are and what you do and like how you act in different situations that I wouldn't know and that you wouldn't know about me.
Yeah. Which is shocking because I would say we know each other better than literally anybody else in the world.
In the world.
Because we are, our lives are so
because we've lived the same life and we've been, like, literally never been apart for more than
2 weeks.
2 weeks, which has only happened, like, maybe 3 times in our life.
Maybe 5.
Maybe 5. Maybe 5, we're getting crazy for almost 21 years. So, moral of the story, does anyone actually know you? I don't think anyone can because there's so many different parts of you. So let's talk about it.
Or does anybody actually know you 100%? Because it's like, obviously we know each other and we know each other extremely well. But I almost think that it is impossible for another person to know you 100%. I think it's even hard to know yourself 100% because I think there's always different sides of you that are being brought out. I think we can often surprise ourselves.
Which sometimes I like overthink and over-conceptualize it. Like the other day, we're at a friend's birthday party and it was very, very, like, it was a group of people that hadn't really, it was super fun. Everyone was so nice, but it was just like every single person knew this friend whose birthday it was individually.
And it was
so
none of us knew each other. And it was a dinner.
It was a small gathering. But like most of the people were quiet. I would say I'm quiet, which I was thinking about this after. And I was like, I've gotten so not quiet in social settings like this as of late, which I think is great.
Probably a good thing, yeah.
But I was obviously like the loudest one at the table, like talking a lot because there was no energy like that. So I was like, all right, I'm stepping in as this energy. Did I show up there with being like, oh, this is the energy I'm going to bring? No.
It just kind of came out
because like, look, it was required. And like I had fun, like it was fun.
We leave the dinner and I'm like, hey, Kevin, I feel like you just acted like a ditz. Like, I don't...
No, ditz is the wrong word. Okay, ditz is the wrong word.
But what I'm saying is that I was kind of thinking, like,
let me preface. It was our friend's 21st birthday. There are 10 people at the table. She wanted
a margarita.
It was Taco one Tuesday. Margarita. She wanted a margarita. No one else was drinking. And I was like, I'm not letting, like...
Yeah, you're not going to let her...
This is your 21st birthday. She, like, we're showing up and showing out. Like, I do it for my squad. I do it for my gang. Like, this is what we're doing here. So, of course, it's your 21st birthday. Let's act like it's your 21st birthday. And so...
Although it was a Tuesday night dinner.
I don't really care. Like, we're showing up and showing out. If that's the energy she wanted, that's the energy I'm going to bring. My point being, like, do I sit... Actually, I do sit in my room. Like, I will think through, like, a higher energy. Like, my thoughts in my head... aren't that.
Okay.
But I don't always act like that. Like, I could be in a social setting and be super quiet or contained or whatever. It was a seated dinner, mind you. Like, we're blowing it out of proportion. But you get the gist. So then I'm leaving and I'm like, that was one side of me. Obviously, you're not going to be, like, overly social and outgoing every single second of the day. But that still is a part of who you are. Everyone else was literally silent at the table. And I'm like trying, let's have some fun. It's her birthday. And we did have fun and it was a great time. But I was like, that is like a social personality. Because right. Caroline knows my like at home person. You know what
I mean? I also know your social personality. I know all personalities. But I thought it was just very interesting because I was like, at least 6 of these people are brand new, have never met us before, and that is the first and potentially only impression they're going to get of
you. Okay, but here's my...
And for me, I'm like...
Only is the key word there.
I know so many other sides of you that I was like, it was really interesting for me to think that they could have one impression of you that is very, very different than, like, the all-encompassing you that I know, and also very different from the... soul impressions that a lot of other people are going to get. Because a lot of other people are never going
to
see that.
I need to preface. It wasn't like, once again, we were seated at a dinner. Tacos. One drink.
One margarita.
One margarita. It was not crazy. No. But no one at that table would be like, oh yes, health and wellness queen. Like,
right.
Like, businesswoman. Does all this shit. No one at the table. And I was like low-key really happy with that.
Yeah.
Because...
You kind of got to give that impression to, like, choose
just fun. Like, you get to play around with your life. But does anyone actually know you? No, and that's so fun.
It got me thinking that I think every single person in your life gets a different side of you. The people that I work with versus people who see me on social media versus my parents versus my sister versus... friend group to friend group, people who have known me
friend group to friend group
ages
is huge.
Of my life, different circumstances, like everybody gets a different impression based on the environments that they see you in, whether it's your colleagues that you only ever see in a work environment or certain friends that you only ever see in a party environment or certain people that you only ever see in like a sports environment or people who have just gotten you in different stages of life, like when you're maybe leaning into different aspects of yourself, or also just people bring out different pieces of you. Like, there are some people who I will talk about certain topics with, and like that is a huge part of our relationship that I've never spoken about with somebody else because it's just like not something that we connect on and not something that we do.
I think it's interesting that with those types of friends, you like know exactly what it is going into it. Like one of my friends that is from home, and so I see her summers and maybe Christmas, but every single time I'm like, I know you will come with tea, I will come with tea, that's what we're going to be discussing. Like that in therapy, like that's what we talk about. That I know that's what we're gonna bring. Like the energy is high and I'm gonna eat it up every single time we get into this setting. When I go see another friend, like I know it's gonna be like, oh, life updates, like calm, casual,
yeah,
this. When I talk to another group of friends, I know it's gonna be like philosophical and like existential and all of that, and I love all those different relationships. But if I pulled up to the philosophical existential with being like, you'll never guess what he said, they'd be like, what? Like it just wouldn't work and the vibes would be off. But if I pulled up to the like life updates with the philosophical thing and be like, what are you trying to do here? Like, what are you, you know, it like works with different people. You click with different people in different ways and they see that side of you. And that's great. Like, they know that side of you. So, yes, they do know you. They don't know every side of you, but no one does.
Yeah. So, when I think about this question, does anybody actually know me? Like, that's just such a strange thing to think about, because then you break it down into, do I even fully know myself? Or, like, what actually is me? Because
it's I don't like that, because that gets me all existential, and then I'm in a crisis, and then I gotta go to sleep.
So I don't actually want to think about those questions and, like, get into those questions, because all that's gonna do is, like, get my brain running. But I think they're very, very interesting questions of, like, all of these people get different slivers of me and might have different impressions of me. Can they all be true? Yes. But, like, what balance of that is actually me? Am I most myself when I'm just alone by myself? Am I most myself when I'm with my family? Am I most myself when I'm with friends? Is it all a mix and some balance of it all? Like, I think it's hard to know that.
Because I think that's kind
of
like,
all sides of you are true.
That's kind of like what I say about growth. When you're growing or healing or whatever it is, you do that on your own, but it doesn't actually take place or take effect until you can put it out into the world.
Yeah.
So same thing about your personality. When you're sitting at home in your room, like all of those things about you are true. Obviously you're not like having a conversation or out socially, like acting, and you're having your mannerisms if you're literally just like sitting in your bed or at home, but you are still you. It just is more saturated when you're out in public or at work or so, like something, when there's something to bounce off of.
Yeah.
That's when it's who you are actually, like tangibly. And that's why it's like, oh, if you go to these this philosophical group of friends, like this existential, like deep thinking group of friends, that's what you're bouncing off of. So you can't come up with the, you know, this TikTok sound, it's like the, oh my god, how's it go, the sad, and then it's like the honk, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Like if you're bouncing off of this philosophical, like that's how you're reflecting. Like, that's what you're reflecting off of. And so if you come with a different energy, then it's not going to work. It's not going to click. It's not going to, you're not going to feel aligned. You're not going to feel like yourself in that setting. Whereas you can bring that same energy elsewhere and you could feel like yourself. But it will take you bringing the right energy in the right place to feel it completely aligned with yourself. And that's why it's kind of a struggle when the energies are mismatched.
Yeah.
And then you're like existential crisis, like, is this really me? Is this? But it is. It's just in the wrong place. And that's why when it does click, you're like on cloud nine, feeling like yourself, like it's an unstoppable feeling like yourself. And in those settings, I sometimes like write it down. I have a list in my journal, or like it's in my notes, or like on my iPad or somewhere. And it's like stupid things that make me feel like myself, and I write them down when I'm in that energy of like feeling super aligned. So it's tangible things, like I drive a Jeep, I have my dog is a teddy bear, I am a twin, like the painting in my room is like a lollipop Chanel, like you know what I mean, like I paint the one like piece of art in my room at home is like something I painted 2 years ago.
Things or like that, like make you feel like yourself, that you identify with,
right? So it's a fun exercise when you are feeling that energy.
You said something about how when it clicks and aligns with a person, like your energy aligns and you feel like yourself with a person, that's really great. I think it's really interesting to take notice of with what people can multiple aspects of yourself come out, and with what people does it feel like there's only one side of you and you struggle to like bring other things out? I know that there are some people who you will just never have banter with. Like, you will never pick up something and you'll never be funny with them. Whereas, like, there are other people who probably think you're really funny and you might be funny with them. But, like, some people that just never clicks with you. Or there are some people who you almost are only comfortable in that funny side. And then when you want to talk about anything, like, a little bit more serious, you feel like you can never bring that side of you out. I think the best relationships are the ones where you notice all of these different aspects can be interchangeable. Like, almost like you can flip back and forth in one conversation. Like, I know that, like, and Catherine and I are like that. Like, we can talk so seriously and have such a philosophical, serious conversation. We can talk about career and business. We can talk about, like, ourselves and identity and
self-development. And then somehow we're in the bank, like, laughing till we cry. Like, it, this was,
and then we can, like, cry, laugh, and, like, be so silly.
This is, when we were in high school, we were in some of the same classes, and, like, we could not give a presentation without quite literally, like, wheezing, laughing, and someone else had to leave the room when we gave a presentation because it was just the funniest thing ever. We could not be serious.
It was really bad.
And I don't know what happens. Like, it happened when we were at our grandma's house, and my mom was like, she probably thinks you... That's another thing. She sent me a reel.
What? Wait, what?
Wait, yeah, actually, I opened my phone yesterday, and it was just, like... So I went, like, went to
Graham
my...
sent you
I went
a
to
reel.
My DMs, and it was, like... a message from her. I was like, there's absolutely no way this is real right now. I have to show it to you.
What was it?
Oh, you're never gonna believe
it. Wait, what was it?
I so forgot this happened.
Wait, because my grandma, you know how when you follow people and you follow, like, not that many people and Instagram wants to
She follows 12 people and I'm sure Caroline and I are the only, like, active ones out of our cousins.
So you know how when Instagram will send you a notification, it'll be like, and Catherine Kaneen just created a new post. And it does that especially when you don't follow that many people and they want you on the app. So that, my grandma gets those notifications about us all the time. And she thinks that it's me sending my content to her to, like, keep her up to date. With
and
what
I'm not
going to
tell her
sharing.
That's not what's happening.
I'm not going to tell her that's not
Whenever
true.
We see her, she's like, I love that you guys send me
she's
those
like,
things.
Thank like, you so much
thank
for,
you so
them
much for sending them. And I'm like, you're so welcome. Oh, I'm so glad you love them.
The Instagram AI is, like, single-handedly keeping my relationship with my grandma alive.
It's like some reel about a horse. And first off, I'm like, how did you even get to reels? Two, how did you know to send that?
That's crazy.
It's
old people
wild.
Will shock you sometimes.
It's just crazy. I don't know. I was astonished.
Wow. But there are certain environments, yeah, where Captain and I are just like so laughy and goofy with each other. Our grandma's house is one of them.
Our grandma's house is one of them. The bank yesterday. Oh my god, we were having the time of our lives at the bank yesterday. But things like that. But then we'll
opening
also,
up
like,
a business account, so we're like talking business, and then we're like,
no, actually, because obviously he like sees all of our money. Well, he, like, has access to, like, all of our information. And so he, like, knows the bank guy. And he knows that, like, we have a business together. And we're just seated there, like, literally dying laughing.
Like, we, like,
can't be
serious. It
was so funny. We can't be serious. But I do like the point that there are different people where you can have different types of relationships with or show different sides to. And I don't know why it breaks down the way it does, but it just... does with different people. Like, no matter how hard you try with some people, you're never gonna get to see or get them to see all the different parts of you. And, like, that's okay. People serve different purposes in your life. Like, people are there for different reasons. Maybe someone is there just to be, like, the funny banter friend. Maybe someone is there to be, like, the deep, serious, like, supportive friend, whatever it may be. And that's fine. But it's so great to have friends that get to see multiple sides of you. They may not get to see all sides
and
of you.
And bring out multiple sides and you're comfortable with that.
Right. Well, that's the part where even if you try, so say you're trying to, like, bring out the funny side with someone who's only serious, because I feel like that would happen a lot. Or the opposite. Sometimes it's, like, draining to just be funny with someone and not actually have, like, a depth of relationship.
And not feel like, yeah, they know you with any depth. Yeah.
But sometimes you try and it doesn't work out, and then you just gotta accept that that's just not the vibe. Mm. One of our friends who came with us to...
I was waiting to talk Joshua about Tree, him.
Cause
we're so funny together.
We're so funny together. Like, to the point where I was like, okay, we have to rein it in, because we're like... He came on a trip with some of our other friends, who our other friends were, like, very funny with, too. Like, everyone got along so well. But it was, like...
not to that extent.
Not to the point... Anything we say to this friend, who... we have like a very good relationship on all fronts.
Yeah.
He is someone that we have like multiple sides with. I would say the reigning side is just extreme absolute banter. Jokes. Like absolute jokes. Nothing, you can't open your mouth without it being an improv show. And I eat it up. Like I was sitting outside, it's at the table, he comes out.
Cheers to Lucas.
He comes outside and I'm like, thank you for meeting with me today. Like, you can't just be silent. Like, he's trying to sit down to eat his breakfast. Like, you can't just be silent. You can't be like, hey, you put down everything you're doing. You go, thank you for meeting with me today. He goes, yeah, well, it was a serious email you sent, so I kind of couldn't say no. And then you're just locked and loaded. The end of the story was that, like, he was a doctor at my practice. This is all made up, and it just kind of came out in the improv bit. He was a doctor at my practice, and we did amputations. Oh, and it was time for him to be fired because he was supposed to amputate, like, the left pinky of someone. He ended up cutting off all of their limbs. And it just, like, who knows where that came from, but it was, like, so... And then one of our other friends walks out, and we're, like, we're obviously not done with our conversation. Like, it's a serious conversation that we're having. Yeah. So the other friend is sitting down eating their breakfast, and we just have to continue being, like, dead serious, like, in a business meeting. And then he gets up, and he goes, and the other friend's like, what the fuck was that? And I was, like, it's just the bit. Like, you have to understand, it's just the bit.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors. And then we'll have a normal functioning conversation after. But it's just so that side works. Whereas these other friends, it's like a different type of, like, you know what I mean?
It's really interesting, actually, to be in a group where you have pretty differently distinct relationships and even personalities with different people. Because that's actually really interesting. Like, our friends who we usually visit in California, we're totally funny with them as well, but we tend to get, like, have much more, like, philosophical conversations and talk about life, and, like, that's kind of the main
always
basis.
Always have, always will.
Health and fitness as well is, like, a super distinct basis there. Like, and we have all these aspects with all of them, but then to have Lucas brought into the mix where, like, silliness is at, like, the core of our relationship, even though it is well-rounded, that's really interesting for, like, probably them each to observe how you're interacting with different people. Right. And, like, they get to see kind of those different sides of you.
I do love it when existing friends, like, get to see how you interact with other friends in other ways like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, that's kind of one way where, and it's not, like, a good thing, I don't think, that I do this. But I like when people get to see, like, how I act. It's kind of, I don't know, I feel like for me, it's more of, like, oh, I'm proving a point. So, like, these people that maybe I'm not that funny with, they're like, oh, my God, now you get to see I'm funny. I'm, like,
we really proving myself to you. Friends, and I wonder if that's a part of it, is because we want to, like, blend people who bring out different aspects of us. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But I always, I think through it with, like, if a relationship, friendship, whatever, isn't, like, giving, I feel like my immediate reaction is, like, oh, they need to see me in other points. Or my immediate reaction is, like, oh, I'm not good enough for this relationship. Like, I need to prove to them that I'm good enough for it, or, like, that I'm actually, like, cool enough or funny enough or, like, smart, yeah, whatever it may be that's lacking. And then, like, I need you to see me in this other setting. I need to explain stories that include. That's why Caroline always makes fun of me for telling the longest, most drawn-out, detail-oriented stories that just have way too many details and that no one wants to hear, because I need to feel like the other people were there just like I was there. Even, like, that's not how, like, people don't tell stories. Like, you omit details that aren't pertinent to, like, the punchline or the actual core of the story. But I feel the need to just tell every single story, give every single detail, every single person, like, side quests, all the things. And I love it because I would sit there and eat up someone else telling a story like that. Like, yeah, my friend, I would love to hear all the details. But I say it to other people because I'm like, I need you to be like you were there and, like, perceiving me and seeing me in this setting like you were there. Because that's a different side, maybe, that they weren't there to see or that they have never seen. And I'm like, I need you to see every single side of me. Like, that's something when, obviously, someone who isn't that deeply embedded in my life, like, I don't need you to see every single side of me. I'm perfectly fine with that. But someone who is, or, like, as someone gets closer to being a big part of my life, I'm like, I need you to see everything. Like, I need to, it's almost like I need to prove to you that, like, all these sides of me exist. Like, I need you to actually know everything about me.
Yeah, and it's like, I want you to know me fully. That's why, not that either of us have been in serious relationships, but so many people, when they don't want to introduce their boyfriend or girlfriend to their friends or to their family and stuff, I'm like, that would be a huge deal breaker for me. Because I'm like, I want you to be around me when I'm around my friends and be around me when I'm with my family and, like, know me and see me in all aspects if you're that serious in my life.
That's also, like, we just blend everything.
Yeah.
If two people from, like, different sides of my life were like, oh, can I come visit this weekend? I would immediately be like, yes, both of you should come and we're going to have a lovely time with you and this other friend group and me and my family that also lives in my house. And, like, I would eat it up and I would never say no. Like, I would never be like, oh, sorry, you can't. We're always
groups together from different areas of our life.
The other night we went to, like, an outdoor situation with, I think the group ended up being, so it was our new roommate, or my new roommate, because Caroline's gone. Okay. My old roommate, who, like, we're still BFFs.
Two boys that we go to the gym with,
who are, like, we're also super close with and actually hang out with outside the gym. Another friend from a very different friend group and, like, their friend. So it was, like, honestly, like, five different groups of people in one. And we're like, okay, let's go. Oh, and then there were other people there. It was just, like, a huge conglomerate of friends. And I'm like, that makes complete sense to me. And I love this.
Even if the intention, because I think the intention is always to show up as yourself in every situation. I don't think when we're speaking about this, it's like you're changing yourself for different people. I think the intention is always to show up as yourself. But naturally, different environments and different people draw out those different aspects of you. And it's just a really interesting thing to think about. Something that I also think about is how, by chance, you could meet me in those different environments, different situations, different phases of my life, literally different moments in the day, and get such different impressions of me, down to whether you meet me when I'm with one group of friends or another, whether you meet me when I'm in the gym versus when I'm out to a nice dinner, even down to the most minor details. If I think about, if I go out for a walk in my neighborhood, because I am gonna go out for a walk in my neighborhood every single day, half the time I'm like clean and cute and have some makeup on and stuff, and I'm out there and it's like I'm strutting outside. Half the time, I'm disheveled and maybe it's post-workout and I'm sweaty. Maybe it's super cold and I have random jackets on today. And I'm like, gross. And what are the odds that you meet me on like one occasion or another? It's just absolutely random chance, but I feel like somebody passing me by would have such different impressions of me. And that's just such a strange thought because I'm not a different person. It doesn't change anything. But you could meet me and perceive me at different moments. And like that may be your first impression of me or your only impression of me. And you would get such a different view. So like, what is real? I don't know. It's a really strange thing to think about.
True, but at the end of the day, like, the people who only get those one-off impressions of you, it doesn't even matter what side it's on because it's not like your impression matters to them.
True.
It's only when someone is, like, closer to being important or embedded or, like, more in and around your life. Not to say, like, that is someone who is your best friend, but someone who is in your social circle, maybe is, like, two people removed in your social circle. Mm-hmm. Those people, even that people that you don't even know, but they're in and around your life, they're going to see you more than once. They're going to see you multiple times. They're going to hear more stories about you. And when it actually matters, they're going to know more sides of you.
Yeah.
So when someone has that kind of super skewed perception of you, then it doesn't even matter at that point. So nothing to worry about there.
True. On the note of skewed perceptions, though, I think that is where the biggest frustration comes in when it comes to this question of does anyone actually know you and the concept of people seeing different sides of you. Because for the most part, people are always seeing sides of you that you think are true, even if it's not the full picture.
When you have big goals in a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
What I know can really frustrate me and has frustrated me at points in my life is when I feel like people have a skewed perception of who I am and like that is their only perception. And I think it's not representative. For example, our uncle, who is like my mom's brother, he's around a lot. He's like the closest family member.
I love him. He definitely has the most niche perception of us.
He will just, like, he drops by our house on random occasions, and
you're never ready for it.
You're never ready for it. And for whatever reason, there was, like, a period of my life where I felt like he was always showing up when I was, like, totally disheveled, wearing, like, the most gross pajamas or outfits. I was, like, upset or I was crying. Like, he was always showing up at bad moments. And I said to my mom, can I get a heads up next time he's coming so that I can, like, put on a nice outfit and like play some music and put myself together and change this perception. It was just strange to
me. That was his only perception. Because it's not like he sees us on social media. It's not like he sees us if we're going out or like getting ready or right, put together for something. We don't
go out together. The only situations are he stops by the house and we hang out.
We don't usually go out together.
I would
love to like him go out to dinner. And Dominic.
Yeah, his son, our cousin.
Go, because even if like we'll go out to dinner on occasion. We haven't in like a very long time.
Years.
But
it's
never somewhere like nice together. And fancy. Oh my god, he had a wedding tonight. He came over like 10 minutes before, like with a bag. I'm like, what's that? I thought it was dry cleaning. He goes, oh, I have a wedding today, so I had to go buy some clothes.
He just bought an outfit.
He bought a suit because he has to go buy some clothes. We're like, oh, that's so fun. Let's see it. And he pulls it out. He's like, yeah, they're about 3 sizes too big, but I figured a belt would help. Of course you do. But anyway, he always sees us when we're like, obviously when I'm at home, like at no makeup, wearing an absolute beater outfit, probably sweaty from the gym. Like,
I was always not doing either, well. Like, sweaty and dirty or upset and crying. And I'm like, so you either think, and probably both, think that I am gross and, like, a maniac. It's frustrating, though, when you feel like people only have, like, a negative perception and you feel like you're, like, powerless to changing that. Another example, and Catherine and I go to Costa Rica last summer, 3 boys. We know 2 of them, Lucas being 1 of them. And then 1 who we had never met before. So the other 2, you know, we already have a friendship. We already have a basis. This one guy, this was the first and one of the only times that we ever really spent time with him. And Catherine and I were fighting.
Fighting like we've never like fought animals. Before. Like we've never fought like, before.
So like, badly. For whatever reason, this trip just like...
Like I'd say it was 3 a.m. middle of the street, like punches were being thrown type of fighting. It was
in front of him.
It was absurd. It was so... Like now it is the biggest joke. Like we're all still friends. Like it's so... Obviously.
Except not really with him.
Well, because we were like... Everyone who was friends before was friends. Stays yeah. friends. And like we're not friends with him because of anything. Like yeah, we're still very friendly. We're like, not. We don't run in the same circles. But it was like so funny. It was also the trip from hell, and I wouldn't change a single thing. But like we lost water. Yeah. Everyone came out with a rash. Like everyone was sick and ill, and it was just literally it was almost 2 weeks long. Like it was so long, and there were no beaches. Like Lucas, I love you, but he planned the trip.
Poorly.
So bad.
There were so many.
And I wouldn't change a thing because we talk about it constantly. It was such a core experience for all of us, but it was so bad.
There were so many reasons that trip was amazing and so much fun, but it like really bothered me for such a long time to think that the first and only impression that somebody is going to have on me is when we're in kind of a shit show of a situation and we're all really gross and we're all getting like rashes and
everyone was gross and
I are fighting all the time.
I do think it's interesting
and, like, it was not a good impression and it really bothered me because I was like, that is it, like I almost cannot change that. Like
I do think it's interesting that the entire time when we were there, because we're like aware that we were fighting and we like obviously didn't want to be fighting, but you can't just, I don't know.
Like when the conditions
were fighting, like the conditions bred fighting.
And like, you know how that is like with siblings, usually it's like you get along, but like there's just so many layers to it and things pile up. Like once it starts, you're just fighting.
So the whole time we were aware that this was like, people are perceiving us like this. Obviously you don't want people to perceive you fighting, but like at the end of the day, we're siblings and we're fighting. I do think it's super interesting that the 2 people that we knew from the trip literally didn't even affect their perception of us. Like, because we talk about it now, friends. We talk about it now and like, they're like, what, you guys were fighting? Like, I think that Lucas said the other day, he was like, you're fighting that badly. And I was like, yes. And he was like, oh, I just thought you were like having a little thing. And I was like, we were punching each other. But so
yeah,
people's
like
perception
slurs
of
in the street throwing punches.
I wouldn't say slurs. That's definitely the wrong word. But it is interesting that like once someone has a certain perception of you in a good way, like you can't really change that or take it away.
Yeah. I would say a takeaway from that situation, one, it's like a don't judge a book by its cover situation. If it's something like I was saying, where if you just like walk past me in the street. I could be so different on different days. And also, like, give people another chance. Give people another chance to, like, get to actually get to know them and stuff. Because I think when you first meet somebody, like, you never actually get to know them that first time. Like, you just kind of skim the surface, and the surface can be totally different given different environments and circumstances.
So you also are shaped by the people around you. So as you get closer with other people, who you are is gonna shape too. So they're meeting like a fully new version of you almost. I think it's super interesting how I think about introductions a lot. When we go on other people's podcasts, you tell your little life story. Or when we started this show, like, our first episode is, like, introducing ourselves. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple episodes where we introduce ourselves. Like, you tell people who you are. If you meet someone new, if it's, like, a business setting, whatever it is, like, you tell your little story. And for a while, your story is just, like, a script, and you read it off, and it's the same every single time. But then 6 months later, like, you leave out that first part, and then you start from the second part and just go from there. And then there's a third part, or there's another part that's added on to the end. And then, like, another 6 months, you leave out the new first part, and then you tell the story from there, and then there's another part added on. And it, like, keeps going, and your story kind of shifts because there's parts of you that become less relevant. And that's not to say they're irrelevant, or not to say that they are no longer a part of who you are. It just, like, is so far removed from you that it's not part of your immediate story right now. And I think that's, at first, that was, like, really difficult for me to wrap my head around, because I would be in the switching of times. Because I would be introducing myself, and I would be saying the first part of my, like, life story. And I was like, it is my life story, but I don't really want to be saying this because it doesn't really pertain to me right now, or pertain to, like, this situation or this, whatever it may be, this, like, phase of life. And I want to actually get to the other part, and then that's too much information. And then so you just get comfortable with, like, starting the story. Naturally, it'll evolve to, like, you start the story at a different point because you've moved past the other points and you've added more points. But it is interesting that, like, that story changes. And that story of who you are is people's insight into, like, knowing you. And so I think it's interesting that it changes all the time, or changes as you grow and as you evolve. So, like, people's perception of you is going to change. And who you meet when you meet them, I think, is really huge, because I could have, like, people I met a year ago, like, I still think of them from that point on. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know all the parts of them, you wrap up those parts into who they are. But then if you meet someone now, you didn't see all of that. You could be told all of that, but you will never actually know all of that. So someone that I meet today isn't going to know me from 2 years ago, and their perception of me is never, ever going to include that version of me from 2 years ago, which is perfectly fine. It's just a very different version than, like, my roommate from 2 years ago, mm-hmm. who knows all of that and knows everything that's going on right now. It wraps them all together into who I am.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, your parents know everything about you, but someone you meet now and becomes your best friend now isn't going to know all of that. They can be told that. They can be, like, aware of it. They can physically know it, but they're not going to, like, emotionally know that or genuinely know that. And that's not a bad thing. Like, it's kind of a cool thing that you're constantly being introduced to new versions of people, and people are constantly being introduced to you.
Yeah. It is super interesting that every single person is going to have a slightly different perception of you. Even the people who know you the absolute closest. The people who know me closest in my life, and Catherine and my parents. And I guarantee that each of them might describe me a little bit differently because we have some different experiences together and different perceptions. It's all just very interesting to think about, but not to let yourself think about way too much that you go crazy thinking literally about how people perceive crisis. You. It can almost be freeing in a way to think that, well, I don't think anybody fully knows me anyways, so I'm not going to hyper-fixate on how
that's the
does.
Point. That's the point we're trying to say. One, the people whose opinion of you matters is going to be an accurate and positive opinion because they know all sides of you. Anyone else who only knows one side, or you're uncomfortable with their perception of you, that's just proof that they don't actually know you in depth, and that their opinion of you shouldn't matter.
So I hope that you guys enjoyed this conversation and that it got you thinking. And we appreciate you guys listening so, so much. You can follow the podcast wherever you listen, on Spotify, on Apple, subscribe on YouTube, and you can follow the show for all of our little clips and behind the scenes moments of our lives at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram and on TikTok.
as well as at @AKatherineKadeen, at @CarolineKadeen on everything. Again, linked in the show notes so you can click over. And merch. I feel like this is the perfect summer merch because it is, like, beachy and white and, like, picture this on a beach.
Yeah. That's where we take all of our
picture it. We do take all of our photos on a beach. Like, even in the winter, we were like, we have to go.
Thank you guys for listening. We will see you next Monday.
Bye. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.